Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mike Sielski, Glenn Mack now, 94 WIP. Let's talk to John in Manioc, see what's on his mind this morning. Hello, John.
What's up, Glenn? How you doing?
Doing great.
Hi, John.
Good. How you doing, Mike?
Excellent.
I have a quick question for you. It's like it's kind of out of the box here, but do you think that the way NFL teams win the Super Bowls nowadays, do you think that if you just have a quarterback, you draft, and you keep, like the Eagles right now, they got a great team, they got these other guys that can pay, but do you think that would it be worth of like getting in, as much as I like Jalen Hurts, do you think it would be like drafting a new quarterback that can fit into their system and down the road?
John, you are touching on something that I've written about over the last year or two, and I think
I got to read that, yeah.
To me is the defining question about how to build a team that competes for a Super Bowl each year, which is there is so much advantage to the situation that the Eagles have now, where you have a young quarterback on his rookie contract playing very well, that I wonder if there is going to be a team or teams that says, you know what, it was great what, I don't know, Jalen Hurts or in Baltimore, Lamar Jackson did for us, and we took our shot with him or we won a championship with him, but guess what? We're not going to pay him because once we sign him to a long-term, really expensive contract, it's harder to build a team around him that can compete for and win a Super Bowl. So we're just going to let him walk, and we're going to draft somebody else. I think you raise a really, really interesting question.
Thanks. Yeah, do you think, could they franchise tag him for another year or something like that? Could they do that?
Yeah, they can.
They can.
You want to avoid it, because, and thanks, great call, because it often creates ill feeling.
Yes.
But I think the league's going to have to figure out eventually how to do this. The Eagles are in that great situation now. We said it. They've got a really good team with that they can afford because the quarterback's on his first contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to change. He's going to sign a deal, 35, 40, 45 million, whatever crazy number it's going to be, which, as much of a cap genius Howie Roseman may be, he's not going to be able to find his way out of that. We've seen it with other teams. It's bad for the league. I don't know that there should be a separate quarterback cap or something.
I don't know.
But you have to find a way that if a team has a star quarterback, it doesn't have to strip off other guys.
Yeah, and the other factor, which we haven't mentioned here, Glenn, is that part of the reason that teams want to give these quarterbacks these long-term contracts is that the quarterbacks are the faces of the NFL. You want your quarterback, I don't know, 20 years ago to be doing chunky soup ads. You want Aaron Rodgers on State Farm. You want Tom Brady selling stuff. That's part of the calculus that these owners go through when they decide whether to sign these quarterbacks or not. So it's not just an on-field decision. It's more than that. It's marketing and it's money.
Yeah, very good point. All right, let us take a little bit of a deeper look into some of the other games this weekend. 215-592-9494. All right, today, What time is kickoff? 4:30 kickoff, Levi's Stadium. The Seahawks go in to play the Niners. We agreed, not much drama there. You talked about all the games, first round games that were blowouts this week, last year, excuse me. I think you're going to get that kind of 30-10 game here.
I agree. I am happy for Geno Smith, the Seahawks quarterback. I covered him for a hot minute when the Jets drafted him, and it was a tough situation. He was kind of an immature kid at the time, but clearly he's grown up, resurrected his career. Great story. Doesn't mean they're going to beat the 49ers today.
No.
The 49ers are really good.
No, one and out. Okay. The other game today, which starts at 8:15 in Jacksonville, the Chargers go in to play the Jaguars. Jaguars got home advantage there. Hello.
Yes.
It's a game that doesn't mean a whole lot in terms of who's going to get to the Super Bowl, but hey, Doug Peterson, baby.
Dougie P turning around a franchise that, quite honestly, might have been one of the two or three biggest laughing stocks in the NFL.
First pick in the draft last 2 years. I think they won four games collectively in 2 years.
Yeah, and all this, you know, their owner can't wait to have his team's home games in London every year. You know, they're in a market where college football really is king, kind of at the nexus of Florida and Georgia and Florida State and all of that stuff. But the fact that Doug has done what he's done, and more importantly for that franchise in the long term, the fact that he has turned Trevor Lawrence into an elite quarterback will keep them relevant and presumably competitive for a long time. That kid is really good.
Yeah, and it's Trevor Lawrence versus Justin Herbert, two really good young quarterbacks in the league. We talked about young quarterbacks. That's two of them. Looking forward to that. You know, the Jags would be the first team in NFL history to win a playoff game the season after finishing with the league's worst record.
That's remarkable.
Right?
For all the talk about how in the NFL you can turn things around in one season and go from worst to first, that stuns me to hear that. It really does.
Anyway, we all love Doug Peterson, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's there. This town will always have a spot for Doug Peterson.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, you think about a coach or player's time here. Mm-hmm. And you think about, I do anyway, I think about little moments. And to me, the consummate Doug Peterson moment during his career here is that moment in the Super Bowl where Nick Foles comes to the sideline and says, you want to run Philly. And if you watch the video of that moment, it has not occurred to Doug to run that play in that moment. And Nick says it, and on fourth and goal against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, Doug says, yeah, let's do it. All right, here we go. Like, that act of spontaneity changed Philadelphia sports history.
I think that's a great point. Big balls, Doug, and he trusted Foles. He trusted backup quarterback to do it. By the way, do you know the cameraman who shot that view that you see all the time?
I believe that the cameraman's name is one David Dittinger.
That is true. And actually, the sound man is the brother of my brother-in-law.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's anyway, a lot of connections.
Yeah, there's a lot of connections there. All right, tomorrow, 1 o'clock, the Marv Macnow game.
He's coming
to my house.
That's awesome. Dad's coming over. Great.
Dolphins against the Bills. No Tua. You saw all the emotion in Buffalo last week when they returned two kickoffs for touchdowns. The opening kickoff. I think that's going to be another like 30-10 game.
Yeah.
I don't see how the Dolphins hang in there.
I don't either. I really don't. Buffalo is so united around this team right now, and that team is really good. It would not surprise me if Buffalo represented the AFC in the Super Bowl. That is probably, I would think, probably leading to be the most one-sided game of the weekend, I think.
Okay, and then the game tomorrow evening is the Giants at Minnesota. Am I deluding myself by thinking the Giants can win that? I just don't have any belief in Minnesota. I've watched Minnesota. I saw the Eagles beat them. I saw the Cowboys crush them.
Mm-hmm.
I see them beating bad teams. I think the Giants are pretty good. I mean, forget what we saw last week. They didn't do anything. I think Giants are a pretty good team.
I think the Giants aren't quite as good as people are making them out to be relative to this game, if that makes sense. Like, remember the first time the Eagles played the Giants this year?
Yeah, 48-22.
The Giants did not look like a good team that
day at all. No.
Now, things have changed, obviously, since then. But, you know, I think that's a game that comes down to a field goal. It's do you trust Kirk Cousins? You know, I think that's
right.
Everybody's hesitation.
That's a great point.
Do you trust Kirk Cousins? And I'm not sure I do, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure I trust him any more or less than Daniel Jones.
All right, who are you taking?
I will take the Giants 30-28.
All right, that's a good score. Let's talk to Tom in Deptford. You're on with Mike and Glenn. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Listen, the point that was just brought up with the last caller kind of bothered me in a little bit in the sense of this. In the NFL, listen, if you're going to establish a great franchise, you need the guy at the quarterback level. I'm sorry. If you're going to try to every 4 years to change a quarterback. But listen, look at the teams. Listen, okay, the Chiefs might have not won a Super Bowl, but every year the Chiefs are 13-3. So somebody's doing something right there, or they're 12-4. With the Chiefs, you're always going to have a chance to win because of Mahomes.
Yeah, but Tom, let me just stop you there real quick. The difference is how many other Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady's you going to find out there?
You don't know. You might have this in Hurts. You don't know that.
I'm not sure exactly what we're disagreeing on. We're not saying we want Hurts to leave. No. Well, you're saying the guy said you can replace your quarterback every 4 years and make it the system. And I'm not saying that you can. What I'm saying is because of the price of quarterbacks, I think it becomes really important to build a team around him when he's young and win it on his first contract, which is where the Eagles are now.
Okay.
It's going to be tougher for the Eagles. Like, you've seen Aaron Rodgers with the Packers, right? They're good, but they never get back to the Super Bowl because Aaron Rodgers swallows up so much of their salary cap.
But I totally – is that because of maybe the coach isn't that good? Is that because – maybe guys get hurt.
There's more than one factor, but I don't think my factor is unimportant. I mean, yeah, their coaches have not been great. I'll give you that. But I think it is a factor how quarterbacks take all the money. Doesn't mean that I want Hurts to leave. Please don't take it that way.
It just means
that it becomes more challenging, and now is the great time to win the Super Bowl.
Well, let's take the Patriots. Okay, Tom Brady was known at some point to take lesser of a deal. But look, if you got a great coach, I don't care what anybody says. Say what you want to say about Andy Reid. He's there every year.
Mm-hmm.
He gives your team a chance, regardless of the less of a players, of the talent that you don't have, because the quarterback takes up so much cap. They might be there right at the end. I don't know if the Bills are going to be able to beat them. I think that's going to be a great game, a shootout. I mean, you're also going to take it. You know, the Bengals also. I don't know. I agree about, but I in the NFL, you can't go every 4 or 5 years.
No, I don't want to do that. Yeah. I hear your point.
Yeah.
I do. And I don't and it may have come across that we thought, like, okay, so you replace the quarterback.
Right.
To me, it's not that you replace the quarterback. To me, it's that it's going to be tougher.
It is. And there are different levels of this. Look, it's interesting that Tom used Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady is the two examples of this, who are probably two of the three best quarterbacks of the last quarter century in the NFL, and Brady certainly is the best of all time. But there are different levels of this. You can have a quarterback like a Matt Ryan in Atlanta, where that franchise was in total disarray after Michael Vick went through his problems and they hired several different coaches, and Matt Ryan comes in and is a stabilizing force there for more than a decade. Did they win the Super Bowl? No, but having Matt Ryan there was of immense value to that franchise. There are going to be quarterbacks where it's worth making the bet that it's worth paying them that much money. I just wonder if there are going to be more teams that say, you know what, we're going to try to just cycle through these guys rather than try to find the absolute best of the best.
Yeah, I absolutely don't want to get rid of Hurts. I don't want that to be implied
right
in there. All right, Dan and AJ, stick around. We'll get you guys on the other side, and we will introduce little baseball talk. Phillies make a signing last night, and I get a feeling that a lot of people aren't happy with it. We'll see how Mike feels. 215-592-9494. Only been saying that for 20 years. With Mike, I'm Glenn. I can tell you from my long association with the folks at Meridian Bank, they are among the best and the brightest when it comes to the banking part. But you know what? They're also a bunch that likes to have a fun time, and maybe that's why Meridian has just been ranked as a number one Delaware County place to work. Now, for you, that kind of company culture translates into both business success and a thoroughly enjoyable experience. If your business banking is painful, cure is available, and you can find it at meridianbanker.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's Best Network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.